Shalom uvracha to everybody. This week's parasha is Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas is another tragic, difficult to understand sedra in the book of Bamidbar. We have actually skipped 40 years, which is important to remember. Bamidbar, Naso, Balos, Hashlach, Korach are all in year 2 of the desert wanderings. After the 40 years has been decreed upon the people in Parsha Shlach, the Mechokas of Korach, the rebellion occurs shortly thereafter. And then with Parshas Chukas, we have just skipped 40 years, and now we're in year 40. Parshas Chukas begins with the Para Aduma in Perek Yotes of Bamidbar, which Rav Soloveitchik says is the bridge between the beginning of the desert wanderings and the end of the desert wanderings. Rav powerfully explains that Para Aduma represents death. Adam ki yamus ba'ul, zos chukas ha-Torah, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. This is the law of the Torah when a person dies in the tent. And what we do with the Para Aduma, the laws of the ashes of the red heifer to cleanse them. But Soloveitchik says that this represents the 40 years of desert wandering. What was happening for 40 years in the desert? The people were dying in the tent. And then we come to Para Kachaf. Vayevo b'nei Yisrael kol ha'edam mi'bertzin b'chodesh harishon v'yeshuv v'ambekadesh. The children of Israel, the entire assembly, came to the wilderness of Tzin in the first month, which we know is Nisan, and the people dwelled in Kaddish. And Rashi specifically says, Eda Hashlema, the whole assembly, Shekvar Mesu Mesei Midbar, those who were going to die in the wilderness had already died. Ve'edu Perish L'chaim, this is generation number 2. These are set aside for life. Vatama Shal Miriam, Vatikaver Shal Miriam died, and she was buried. So we know that Miriam died in Chodesh Nisan. And then immediately after the death and burial of Miriam, we are told, V'lo haya mayim le'eda, there was no water for the assembly. Vayikalu al Moshe v'Aaron, they gather in great strength against Moshe and Aaron. And Rashi tells us, Kone Chazal, why does it juxtapose Miriam died, there's no water for the assembly? Rashi says, Mikan shekol arbaim shana hayolam beher b'schus Miriam. You should know that the entire 40 years, the only reason they had water in the desert, that be'er was in the merit of who? Miriam. Once she died, there's no more water. So the people panic. Vayarav ha'ami Moshe, and the people quarrel with Moshe. Vayom u'leimor, and they say, saying, V'lu gavana b'gva achenu f'nei Hashem, would that we have died with the death of our brothers before Hashem. Why did you bring this assembly of God to this wilderness to die, us and our flocks? Why did you take us out of the land of Egypt to bring us to this terrible place that is not a place of seed, it's not a place of figs or grapes or pomegranates, there's no water to drink? And Moshe and Aaron flee from before the assembly, that says they come from before the assembly, to the entrance to the tent of meeting. They fall upon their faces and the glory of God appears. Pasuk Zayin, V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas Hamata, take the staff, Kal Esa'ida, Atavar Nechicha, and gather the assembly, you and Aaron, your brothers, Vidi Bartam El Asal, and you shall speak to the rock, La'enehim, before their eyes, V'nasan Meimav, it will give forth its water, V'otzeisel and Mayim in Asal, you will take out for them water from the rock, V'yishkisa Sa'ida V'esbe'iram, you will give the flock, the assembly, and their cattle to drink, Ayikach Moshe es hamata milifnei Hashem, and Moshe takes the staff from before God, kasher tzivo, just like he was commanded. Ayikalu Moshe v'Aaron es hakahol al pnei Hashem. And Rashi says this is one of the places that echad min hamakom Moshe echzik mu'ar es hamiruba. This is one of the places where a small space held many. Moshe and Aaron gather the assembly before the face of the rock. Vayomer lahem, and he says to them, Shimuna amborim, listen, O you rebels. Do you think from this rock we will take forth water? Moshe lifted his hand and he hits the rock 2 times with his staff. Water gushes forth, and the people drink as well as their animals. And Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, since you did not believe in me to make a kiddush Hashem before the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you will not bring this flock to the land that I am giving to them. And these are May Meriva, that the children of Israel quarreled with Hashem, by Kadesh Bam, he was sanctified there. All right. Perhaps one of the most famous questions on the entire Chumash Chumash Torah is, what was Moshe Rabbeinu sin? So the commentators have different answers. Rashi here says that it's because Moshe struck the rock and he didn't speak to the rock, although Rashi, to the end of Sefer Bamidbar, by the war of Pinchas with Midian, tells us that it's Moshe's anger. The Rambam says that it was Moshe's anger. Shumuna Hamorim, listen, all you rebels, the Rabbi writes, is this our leader? Speaks to the people in a place where anger is not justified. Other interpretations are Hamina says that no tzilechemayim, they said, we'll take out water. They did not attribute the miracle to God. I'm going to quote in our shir today from the Sefer Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha of Rabbi Shalom Rosner. So he quotes the Kli Yakar, who has a novel and unique interpretation into what Moshe Rabbeinu's sin was. By the way, Rav Soloveitchik says it's so difficult to understand. Moshe's sin is so not understandable that that's why it occurs in Parshas Chukas, because Parshas Chukas are laws for which we do not understand. Mishpatim are lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, kabeis avicha vesimecha, laws that govern social order, do not murder, do not commit adultery, respect your parents. Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch says mishpatim are laws that govern social order. However, chukim are laws for which the Yetzer Hara and the Umos Olam Godus about, such as Shatnez, such as Kasra, such as Para Aduma. There's no rational reason. We don't understand. And that, says Rav Soloveitchik, is the punishment against Moshe. It is a chok. It is the greatest mystery in the Torah. What did Moshe do that he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael? We're going to quote the Kli Yakar, as quoted by Rabbi Shalom Rosner in his Sefer Shalom Rav, Volume 2. The Kli Yakar focuses on a specific phrase that he understands contains the key to understanding what exactly Moshe and Aaron's transgression was. Hashem tells Moshe to take the staff. Listen again, Perichot Pasuk Zayin, Vedeber Hashem and Moshe Leimer, Kach es Hamata. Hashem tells Moshe to take the staff. If the purpose is to hit the rock, why did Moshe need to take the staff? If the purpose is to speak to the rock, why did Moshe need to take the staff? What job does this staff have? Most importantly, which staff was Moshe instructed to take? The Torah does not say take a staff or take your staff, but note there's a hey hayidia, kach es hamata, seemingly referring to a specific staff, take the staff, meaning Moshe should know what specific staff he's taking. Indeed, when Moshe takes the staff, the Torah in fact tells us he took the staff from before Hashem. Listen to the Pasuk test, Vayikach Moshe es hamata molifnei Hashem. Clearly we're speaking about a specific matter, not just any matter. The Kli Yakar suggests, what staff was this? Very, very fascinating. It was Aaron's staff. Aaron's staff, which bore almonds at the end of Parshas Korach, and was left as a remembrance before Hashem in the Holy of Holies, as a reminder not to rebel against Hashem. At the end of Parshas Korach, at the end of the Machlokas Korach, I should say, Perek Yud Zayin, after all the staffs do not bloom, but Aaron's staff blooms with almonds, it is a Shkedia Parachas. It is a reminder that Aaron has been chosen by God, and Moshe is instructed to leave this staff in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before Kodesh Baruch as a reminder, says the Kli Yakar. No, that's in Parshas Korach. As a reminder that Aaron has been chosen, the Kli Yakar says it is Aaron's staff that Moshe is instructed to take here. The Aaron's staff, says the Kli Yakar, which bore almonds at the end of Parshas Korach, was left before Hashem in the Holy of Holies as a reminder not to rebel against Hashem. When Moshe says, "Shumuna Romrim, listen, O you rebels," he's alluding to the episode of Parshas Korach. They were rebellion then. He takes that staff of almonds and he says, you too are rebellion, are rebellers. You too are having a rebellion. The lesson perhaps is that just as the staff was not moist yet bore fruit, so too the rock will bring forth water. Just like you think something does not contain life, if Hashem wills it, it can contain life. In fact, it would be a far greater miracle. While plants can grow, rocks do not give forth water. So the staff of Aaron that bore fruit, even though it was not moist, is going to prove that this rock can bring forth water if God wills it. However, what was the point of having any staff at all if Moshe was instructed to speak to the rock? The Kli Yakar suggests as follows. This episode takes place in the 40th year of desert wanderings. Most of the nation who witnessed the miracles performed in Egypt, the miracles at the sea, the miracles during the early years of wilderness wandering had perished. In fact, according to Rashi, that entire generation had perished. Here, Rabbi Razor says most of the generation had died at this point. Rashi says, Kala Eda, the entire generation died. This, therefore, was a new generation. Hashem instructed Moshe to take the staff, but to speak to the rock. Why? We have to teach the new generation, the Kli Yakar suggests, that the staff is not a magic wand. A clear message at this crucial juncture must be transmitted to the next generation. Miracles may be performed by Moshe, However, he is only a conduit for Hashem. The source of miracles is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it is almonds from a stick, or water from a rock, or splitting the Red Sea, or splitting the Yarden under Yoshua, the people have to understand, a person is just a shaliach, nisim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By hitting, rather than speaking to the rock, Moshe gave the impression, the Kli Yakar suggests, that he was using some sort of magic wand, whose powers, the power of the staff, extracted water from the rock. He missed an opportunity to sanctify Hashem's name. At the Sea of Reeds, Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe acted to increase the people's faith in Hashem. The Pasuk tells us, Parshas Beshalach, Parak Yadalad, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Aiminu Bahashem Uba Moshe Avdo. At the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe increased Kiddushim Shemaim, increased the people's Amunah and Hashem. But here he did the opposite. He diminished their Amunah and Hashem because perhaps they would believe that it is a staff, a magic wand that brought water from a rock and not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is why, says Rabbi Rosner, he is not allowed to continue to lead the nation into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's a fitting punishment. There's a generation gap. Moshe did not comprehend the needs of the new generation. They needed to be taught in a very clear fashion that Hashem performs miracles. Moshe is a shaliach. The staff is a conduit. But Moshe and Aaron had to be replaced. Why had they spoken to the rock? Well, they held the staff. The staff would have reminded the people of an event 40, 39 years earlier. It would have brought to mind the fact that when Hashem wants a dry stick to grow almonds, it will grow almonds. And they should have realized that therefore, if Hashem wants a dry rock to bring water, it will bring water. The staff was a reminder that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Moshe's speech would have been the conduit to affect Anis, but they would have attributed, they would have said, wow, Zeh Yom Asah Hashem Nagid Ibnispecha Babayi, hitting the rock, which he was not commanded to do, with this very staff. Perhaps the Kli Yakar suggests that people would have felt that it is a magic wand that brings miracles. Going into Eretz Yisrael, this generation had to know, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav amlu banu bo, kapitach kuf chav zayin of tilim. The miracles only come about because of Kosh Baruch Hu wills it, and anything down here is just a conduit and a shaliach for that nais. And that is the Kli Yakar, as quoted by Rabbi Rosner, is what Moshe failed to teach Am Yisrael, and therefore he could not be the one to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, we should all be zocha to increase our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Hashgacha Pratis in this world, and to realize that when miracles happen, they are only because God wills it, and those down here who affect the miracles are the shlichim of Hashem. We should zocha to see the ultimate geula b'karav, the car of mamash, the birkas shalom for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, kol tov, and thank you to all.